You say that, you know, you want to be like fakirs and all. That it was quite something out of the way to say. You couldn't say that because you saw that Baba was not pleased that we had no pillows. At how can we say we love to be like fakirs and all this? And it was very awkward. And what? So we said, Baba, we thought we can do without pillows. Baba said, why do without pillows? You must use pillows. Why have you used pillows, Baba? And you, Baba said, no, tonight from today you must use pillows. So I don't know from where the two pillows were brought and given to us. And so we had to use pillows. And Baba said, you must keep good health and keep well. We have no doctors here. Nobody must fall ill. Take pillows and sleep well and so on. Keep well, Baba said. And that was how Baba knew we didn't have pillows. Baba came inside, had our bellies open, and made us have these two pillows and then rest for the night. And so from that day, we always remember to have pillows. And then no more of that fakir and all that. Was, you know, doing things of our own is not appreciated by Baba. If Baba tells you to do it, then it's different. But we were new, like that, you know, we were. And that was one thing I thought you'd like to say. And then we were staying there. Then Baba used to sing the four lines of this song. Then Baba was singing. Then after a while, Baba would go to the other side of the road. That is where Padri stays just now. The new house was not there. The big building, new building, it was not there. There was this old house that is Dharamshala, where Sushila stays. That was an old building because there was a military station, we call it, military camp. And First World War, the military had a camp there and so on. Temporary little huts were built for time being, and also Indian soldiers also were recruited, but nobody knows about it. They did fight in the First World War. So what was I going to say is this? What was it? Yes, sing and then come back, and also they asked if the food is ready. That would be only about 9:30, 9:45. So the doll is ready, but it has to have a little bit of garlic fried and put it in, or a little bit of salt added. You know, not quite ready, so Najati's Baba will be just ready. And so we should cook it, make it ready, and then I will bring Baba's plate. Plate was a brass thing. We couldn't use anything that was breakable. Everything, metal things, you know. So Baba's plate was brass. And so brass means, you know, copper kind of thing. Lovely plate. And so she put the doll in and all that, and I put a little bit of butter in it and then gave it to Baba. Baba's on sitting on the floor always. There was no sticker furniture on the carpet. And then Gulmai, when she visited Baba, she used to bring bread for Baba, you know. So that bread was, you know, it was kept somewhere, you know. Bagula, you know, the cooking vessel, one of the things, because we didn't have much anything to use. So in that, you know, material, we had wrapped it and put it in there because we didn't have a box. But then the bread would be a little bit dry. But Baba never cut it with knife. Baba always liked to break the bread like this. And so he broke it in pieces and put it in the doll. And then got a little bit softer with the doll. And Baba would eat it. And with a little bit of chutney. Chutney and doll and bread. That was every morning like that. Then when we ate at 11 o'clock, then Baba had a little bit of rice with us all. But yes, then one day Baba came on the veranda. We were cooking, and Baba, Manaja was cooking, my mother was there, and all that. I was one side, I don't know what I was doing. Anyway, Baba came, and Baba came towards me and said, you know, I've named this, because this place had a name, as far as I remember. We used to call it Arangaon. Arangaon was the name of the village. So we used to call Arangaon. But Baba that day came and said, you know, I've named this place Mehrabad. Yes, Baba, very happy. Baba like this, you know. Nice, lovely name. And then Baba said, and but I'm trying to say it, but he said, they have named it after your name, you know, you told me that. My name? I said, yes, sir, Mehrabad. Then when I remember later on, Baba's name is Mehrabad. But we don't say Mehrabad. We don't say that. We say Mehrabad. Baba's so sweet that he said, he likes to give someone a happy surprise. It was very sweet of Baba. Anyway, He was always a little bit, not witty, but like this, you know. You can't explain. Anyway, that was how it was. And then he, Yes. It's a happy surprise or something, or startle someone. Then we, Mandi Baba said, come on, girls, come in, I'll teach you a song to sing. My. I got so this thing, you know, I said, my, I have no voice now, what will I do? Baba tells me to sing, you know. So when we all very serious, sat in front of Baba. Baba was very sweet, Baba was serious. You know, lotus fashion, Baba had his feet like that, crossed. And Baba sang lovely Krishna's song, you know. And Baba then sang first line. Now, repeat. So the ones who had voices cautioned, the other cautioned Baba's sister-in-law could sing and pick up tunes, and both of them were singing, and we were just opening up. trying to follow and opening our mouths, but silently, because we would go false. So we knew the words, but very softly. And I was thinking, why? Baba might know that I'm pretending to sing, but what am I doing? Then Baba says, now one by one sing. Then I'm more frightened. I go, Mom, if Baba tells me to sing, what will I do? But Baba was very sweet. He never told me. He told Kausha to sing, you know, and then Kausha sang. Baba says, yes, that's right. Now you sing, and then you can make the others also, teach them. Also, Baba, it was very sweet like that. Anyway, that was a singing lesson only once Baba gave us, you know. And that's all. Then Baba, one day, Rustam and Adi and one or two from Amarnagar had come, some more, and Padri and Rustaji and Master, they all were, must be all together with Baba. There must be about 8 or 10 people must have gathered. 8 maybe, I don't remember. But there was quite a group, so Baba got there, this thing, for playing, what do you call it, cricket. So Baba said to the Mandali, get the cricket things ready. I'm coming, we'll have a game of cricket, you know. So I was so see, Baba told them, and so they all, yes, Baba, and they, I don't know from where they brought the cricket thing, maybe they brought from Nagar, that I don't know. But they took it to the field outside and started to put in the wickets, of course, what do you call those things in the ground? Wickets, yes. And they prepared, while they were preparing, you know, Baba came running into, you know, they were on the veranda, and from the veranda you step down and come around into our room. In our room, we were there. We had just gone in our room. And my mother, they were all there. So Baba came inside. Baba said, tie up my hair, come, tie up my hair. I have to play cricket. I was so sweet. Baba held his own hair like this and told me to tie his hair. So I quickly went to the ribbon box, you know, picked out the best color ribbon, pretty broad. Then Baba held his hair like this and I tied it tight like this with a, like a bow, you know. With a bow, open the bow out nicely in the back like that, and it looked nice. And then anyway, Baba finished. Yes, Baba. And then Baba was in a hurry to go and play cricket, you know. It was a very serious game for him. So as Baba walked, you know, from back, Baba's fair neck and shoulder with the sajra was open like that, and a hair tied with a bow. From back, Baba looked like a pretty young woman, you know. She looked so beautiful. But Baba fast went and lifted his sajra, tucked it here, and in his shorts, Baba looked like a schoolboy, so sweet, you know. He went out very seriously. How each party have to be in this, they started to play. From far, we women, we watched them play. Baba was so easy, keeping wicked and slim legs, so like, you know. And Baba looked really very lovely, really sweet, Baba, and very serious, playing the cricket. There was no cheating or anything in that game.
Was he the wicket keeper?
Yes. Screaming wicket keeper. Oh, yes. Very beautifully bowled and wicket keeper. And batting also, probably.
Did you see him actually
batting? Yes. But only that one time we saw him playing cricket. Another time was when Baba had was on silence next year. This is, what year was this? This was the first year when we first came to stay. That's 1924. So this was now 1924, end of 1924, we went to Bombay with Baba, and there we stayed, and that's another story. Then we came here again to Mirabad, and we stayed, yes, we stayed in a post office again. And there Baba again used to talk, and it was quite like this. But in Bombay, Baba had kept 7 days of fast and silence, yes. And Baba said he wanted to keep silence to see how he can do it, so and so. But we didn't know it was so serious like that, you know. Then Baba will talk after 7 days, it's okay, and so. But when we came to Mehrabad, you know, here in 1925, and first few months we had not remembered Baba was going to keep silence, but then after April or May, or month of June maybe, Baba said he's going to keep silence and so on. And this table that is there was being ordered, and the measurements given by Baba, how big this table had to be and so on. It was ready and brought on the veranda, of post office veranda, but it was first kept there because it was time for Baba. I mean, it was not time as yet for Baba to be on silence, so the table was under the roof on the veranda where Baba was staying. And then when Baba did keep, the 9th of July, 9th July 25, Baba came to our room and told us that we all must, that he was going to keep observe silence on from tomorrow, and that we all must keep happy and keep good health, take care of our health, and do all the work that we have to, cook for the village children, and they are like our own children. You must cook with love and care, not just because they are village people, you just cook anyhow, you must do it nicely and that, and obey his orders. If it's evening time, is cold weather, then you must wear your warm jackets and so on. Baba told a few things, and he said he won't be coming to the women's quarters, but we must keep happy, and gave us these orders, and then Baba left. That was in the post office again. This is what I'm saying, that post office for us was so important, because we have in Mehrabad, we had heard Baba speak last there, to us actually. So post office was very, what do you call it? Like much sentiment we had for this year, that the building also we love. And that was pulled down. We have no idea how he felt, how Baba must have felt. Because he was living there always. He lived in post office when he was in Mehrabad. But then seclusion, Baba did that small, they call it Jhopri. I still remember being called Agra Koti. But Baba changed the name and said Jhopri. So already it's Jhopri. But then that little room with parapet, four sides. I remember Baba was there in seclusion in 1924. I don't remember the year, I've gone place. The time when I said I am a mother, and Baba's old aunt was with us, and three of us were very first to stay in Mehrabad night and day. 1924, before going to Quetta with Baba. That time, Baba was in seclusion. First time that I saw Baba was in seclusion. Baba, now and then, always in seclusion to do his universal work, fast.
Then when he went on silence, it was just a natural, you just understood, No.
Baba did not come in and did not talk to the women at all. He was with the mandali, it was quite different then. These temporary huts were built, where post office was, and little space, and then little space, just much space like that. And then the mandali is a big room, means temporary house with the walls of this kind, tucked up. And tin roofs, walls of this kind, tin roofs everywhere. Temporary huts were built quickly, and Baba's also was temporary hut where from Nagar people those days used to come for darshan, the Hindus and all that. So Baba used to must have some place, because he can't come in the post office, and so where to use that old house was, that was not used, I don't know why. I was not outside anyway, this little hut. I still remember once Baba called us women, and we went in this temporary hut, and Baba was seated on his seat on the ground, what do you call it, carpet with the little gadi means little tiny mattress, narrow mattress. And there I still remember Baba, and the Manli's big room also was there, temporary room, and school rooms also were temporary, for girls here, two, three rooms, like that. I don't know. I didn't count them, but they were separate like that. But one day Baba did take us around to see the school. Vishnu Master was there to teach the children. But Baba had kept silence, did not come in our women's quarters, means a compound. Our compound was barricaded with the tatta shut in because from outside. That's nice. Other people, you know, we were private then. We were free, we were nice. We liked it that way. And Baba also liked it. So what was I saying is this?
When you went into the little hut, when he called the women in.
Baba had to talk to us to say something. I don't know, something there was to be said, and Baba said, and we had Darshan Bhuji for many days. Yes, this I want to tell you about cricket. Then one day we were inside, you know, we never came inside. And after how many days it was, after silence, I don't remember, it must be after 15 days or more. Yes, before, when Baba came in to tell us he was going to be on silence, didn't I tell you? That 9th July he came to tell us he was going to observe silence and that we must obey his orders and this and that. That time he said he was going to keep, fast also. So then he turned to me and said, I must boil milk, but no garlic or smell on the fingers, I must not clean garlic or anything, and so on. So that he was on fast means on milk, cup of milk, and then a little bit of garlic chutney, fried in butter. I still remember that. Then we had to send it in a tray, covered, and from the gate somebody took it. I didn't take it to the gate. I had to give it to someone else. And that woman, Walu, was a Hindu woman who came from village to be with us also to work. So she was there and she would take it out and so on. But then one day, that was 15 days. I don't know how many days Baba kept, what do you call it, fast. But then after when some time after that Baba was beating, but what happened was this, Gustaji came and told us that, girls, he can talk to us, but not direct to us. He can talk to my mother. Mm. Baba completely made it very, what do you call it, strict like that, you know. Mm. And so he said, from the veranda, you can see us in the our compound. You can, if it's still like that, you could see our compound. So he called out and said, Baba's coming. Be ready, because we are doing work, so we must wash our hands and be ready. So Baba told us quickly, gave us a warning. So we all were ready. And by the time Baba came through the little gate that was made, you know, and Baba brought in what do you think? Cricket things, you know. Baba threw in the bat and the wicket things from outside. Somebody must have handed to him, and Baba threw it inside. And then Baba had the door shut, and Baba said, no. He was on silence. That's the first time we saw Baba. Silence. So Baba gestured. Baba said, put this in the ground. So we put it in the ground, those things, what do you call it? Wickets. And then Baba showed us, like, see, you have to hold the bat like this, and one person now you must bowl. So Baba also threw the ball and showed us just like that, and then the other person will bat. So now you throw the ball and see how I bat, you know. So without speaking, Baba gestured, and he was doing it so we could see that how it's done. He didn't have to speak at all that time. And so we played cricket with Baba. That's the first time we played. And Baba showed us how to play cricket. Baba loved the game cricket very much, and so he wanted us to learn also. Anyway, Baba said, now we must play every day. Half an hour or three quarters of an hour, I think, over an hour. That I forget now. He told us to play cricket. So half past four, all must gather together, and there was Zora Bhai, you know, Mohammedan Baba lover from Bombay, Manzil Amin, not Khak Sahib, Hazrat Sahib, you know, who, I don't know what's his name anyway, his wife was Zora Bhai, and she had her two children, but they're small children, they were staying with us. And Baba told Zora Bhai to beat on a tin box, you know, and that was the sign, and we must leave whatever we are doing and come and play cricket. So every day Zora Bhai would beat this box and we all used to come and gather. We used to play cricket.
You'd just be wearing saris.
We all were wearing saris always. Yes. Cotton sari. It can be any colored sari, any sari. Baba never said to wear white. In fact, Baba liked colorful things. Yes, for some time we played that. I forget. That detail I don't remember. No, only one day Baba showed how to play and then Baba didn't come in. Then after some days went by, then Baba came on the veranda, you know, like this big veranda. And that was made into a storeroom. Means, what you call it? A stock of rice, stock of dal, salt, oil was there. What is needed? And garlic. And onions and potatoes, everything was stocked there. So we had to get from the store what we needed. And Gurusaji had to give it in such a way that we can carry it in baskets and all that. And then we cooked. But then in the evening there has to be vegetable, a lot of spinach. The spinach had to be cleaned very fast. Well, there has to be grass in the spinach, grit. Everything has to be clean. That took quite some time, and so we're busy all the time, working, doing this, doing that, and so on, and doing our own chores, bathing and washing and everything. So then, that was it. You know what makes me this thing is very strange, that though we had the railway station so near, we never found it, the train is so near us, and we are disturbed by the sound, anything. No. Now I find that the train was so near the post office and I see the place, you know, the railway line is so near. But we had got used to the sound and all that. It was a very nice atmosphere at the time. Because Baba had stayed in that room, and the room was very good condition. Very beautiful. If you have seen it, you would have felt it. How did they ever felt him to have it pulled out? It was beautiful condition. Thick stone walls and very big room, strong, and very good condition. And lovely mango tile roof like this. It was very good. And the outside veranda was beautiful. This is polished. That was plain flag stone like that. But this at the edge, you have plain flag stones. This plain farsi, we call it farsi. The big, the whole veranda was like that. And Baba is too. Sleep there, sing, and everything. Well,
Mira, when did you first realize that your role was special for Baba?
That was after Baba sends. After Baba sends.
I was just wondering today when you first knew.
Yes, no, that money also one did ask me now lately, but it was not when Baba was speaking. That time was no. It was after Baba kept saying this, what I was saying, that Baba came on the veranda and he must have told Gustaji now. I don't remember how. No, he clapped. Baba was on silent, so he clapped. So some of us who were there, who came out, then Baba said to call me. I was inside the room. This was the kitchen facing the veranda, so they could see Baba there. So Baba then said, so I came. And then Baba stood. Talk to me on the slate. Yes. That time. After silence. What did you say? No, don't ask me what you say. Let's go into my details. Yes. Bonda. Is it true? Yes. Bonda says yes. See, I remember your name. I remember your name, I said. Yes.
There's so many people. I'm always amazed when you and Mani and
Eric
remember everybody from
Chile. No, Eric and Mani could remember, but me it is a bit difficult to remember. Because all are together for a little while and then.
Yeah.
It's because you're remembering then, Baba all the time.
That's true. But what happens when someone says Felix, which is Felix now, and I try to find. Yes, Felix. The second name is? Shimin. You're born in Switzerland. So you must know how to speak. Other words, one or two sentences said, but I forgot. The cotton wool grows like this, you know, in the pots. Yes, and he was not married, he was very like this. And then he told, Baba told him that before you leave your body, you will see me as I am, Baba told him.
Yeah.
Didn't
he die recently?
Yes, recently. Last year, I think.
Last year, January.
Year ago. So then, in somebody's dream, Meiji Mama came after he dropped his body. Deva.
You asked me to sing that song. Yes,
did come.
You want me to sing
it? No, no. No. That one, that also, Baba. I mean, he was speaking to you, Baba. He was speaking. Lovely voice, Baba. Good style of speaking. Once he told us to come, he was going to tell us the story of three princes. And oh my, we were so happy, you know? Story of three princes. And of course, he told it to us just for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, say. And then he says, not tomorrow. And then tomorrow I'll continue. And so Baba went out. And then when tomorrow came, he waited for him. Then Baba came. He said, just come on, continue the story. So here we were very happy to hear Baba say the story. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's a very beautiful story. But we had not this thing, orders to write. Otherwise, we'd written it down. We didn't remember it. And we told it for 3 days, and then third day he said, it's a very, very long story, and it's a very beautiful story. But now, the other half of it I will tell you after I finish doing my work. I won't tell you now, but after I finish the work I've come to. And so, Baba never told a story. Baba was on silence after some months. So then, and we, I didn't ask Baba when. Yeah, but Baba, we should have reminded him about this story, but we didn't. Yes. Huh?
Did I hear a voice?
Voice or story.
Okay. Are you
hurt by that? Then we all said, no, Baba, you're cheating. No, Baba said, wait, again we count, and again he would cheat. At last we had to give in to Baba and let him have his. Yes. Cookies were very good. Yes. Yes, now this is your last day.
Yeah.
But tomorrow will be in Nagar and then deep.
Yeah, I have a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
I believe.
Yeah. Then the after
tomorrow. Yeah, leave with Tom. Yeah.
Then you've been Madhubi, no? Then you take lot of love from us to Madhubi Center, Elizabeth, Kitty, and Jane, and Phyllis, Ella. Most precious. Give Ella much love. Send her much love to Ella.
She'll be coming with Kitty.
Yeah, that is October's far, right? October's far.
It's only 8 months.
Oh, only 8 months, 2 months. He says only 8 months. 8 months is too long to wait, isn't it? Then I mean, we'll be happy, very happy. No, tell her we'll be happy to have her with us, you know. Yeah, again. We always remember her. Send her much love. Hope she's keeping well.
Yeah,
I think Jeff is staying. Jeff, what's his name?
Wolverton.
Front of her house. Across the road? Alright. Then you will take a big, very heavy bundle of love and what tons of love from us.
Tons of love.
And happy birthday to each and Baba birthday, you know? Happy Baba birthday. And we'll be having Baba's birthday here. Jay Baba.
Yeah, last time.
You'll be here for Baba's. Wait before I'm coming, then you could hear some stories and come at exactly half past 11 and then you start doing all this.
No, you don't really have to come for me.
No. I take my. Yeah, I finish doing.
I like to wait. It's like you tell the stories of people waiting for Baba.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, I'd rather.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I have a very easy question you can answer. You know, there's so many stories connected with the post office building. What I want to know is if it happened inside or outside on the veranda. You know that story you told about Baba when he taught you all to sing?
That,
on the veranda?
No. daughters out to sing on the veranda Indian song. I told you about Krishna's song. That was out on the veranda. Outside on the veranda, open, in the open. And Padre and they maybe come and go. But they were not most of the time on the veranda. They were working out on what they were doing. Who cared what they were doing anyway? If there was something, ask Baba, they'd come and go. Once in a while, Baba's father was there. Gustaji would be mostly there. Somewhere out of sight, maybe a bit, somewhere.
When he gave that name Maribad, and he told you that was your name?
Yes, that time, I don't remember who was on the veranda amongst the men. I don't know about that. But Naja was cooking, and I was doing something, standing aside. Baba came from outside, and then he came towards me and said, you know, I've named this place Maribad. So I had not heard the name before. So I said, in my mind, nice name, like in my mind, I said, his name. I looked at Baba and said, yeah, anything more to say. Then he said, I've named it after your name, like that Baba said. You know, just to make you happy.
That was outside.
A little happy surprise, like that. Otherwise, it's really speaking Baba's name.
That was on the veranda? Or
and on the veranda. Oh. The cooking, the fireplace is out on the veranda. You have seen the small.
Yeah, I understand.
Where the steps you get in, like that, the veranda is oblong like this.
Right.
You step from here, you come in. At this end of the wall, where there are no windows, there was fireplace.
And when Baba gave you the ring?
No, that was inside the room. My mother, Naja, they were all inside. And Baba's, what's her name? Khorshid means Jamsi's wife. Yes, sister-in-law. They were there. They're sitting aside like that. They didn't know Baba was coming at this time inside. No, we were not expecting Baba. I mean, nothing. They were doing a thing like that. We didn't know Baba would come just now. But he came from outside. And I remember, so much love now, I remember that he came with himself. He came himself with the ring and put it on. It was very sweet and so much love, Baba's. And what I want to say, it was inside post office, that was. And we had a window where we get Baba's photo, and to in the morning, if you don't see Baba early morning, so we first bow with Baba's photo. Because early in the morning, as soon as you get up, we don't go to Baba, we wash and all this. And then we start putting the tea on it. By the time we hear Baba singing, and when the tea is ready, we go out to drink the tea. In those days, Gustaji was helping to, what do you call it? Attend on Baba. Help, not help. Attend on Baba means to, when Baba washes his face, someone has to bring the water, you know, put the stool on which Baba must be seated, because there's no bathroom, no, what do you call it? A sink, and sprays come on you, because on the earth like this, yes. Baba would be seated. So there was a little stool that time, yes. And that Baba would sit, very short stool towards. And then Baba would be sitting there, and Baba would brush his teeth. That time Baba had tea, and he brush his teeth and shave and wash his face. Gustaji was at the beginning. Then when Baba told me I was to do, what do you call it, autumn? Mm-hmm. Baba said I was to be autumn. After staying there after 8 days or something, I don't exactly know the days, 8 days or 10 days, that I don't know. But in short time, Baba one day came. We were inside the room. And Naja was there, or my mother must be always there, because she was mostly in the room. Sometimes she used to come out to help to cook, see how, just right, like the amount of rice is right and all that. And just like, not supervise, just keep an eye like that. She would like to come put the, you know, a wood fire. She would adjust the wood fire, see the big flames, and she would help Naja that way, otherwise she wouldn't be, what do you call it, there to cook, but just a little bit, and then she would go back into. look at Baba's picture and bow, and then quickly start do a work with them and never said aarti or anything. And we didn't know to say Jai Baba at that time. So we bow, say avatar me Baba ki Jai, that's all we know. But to say Jai Baba, that much later, really speaking here in Mehrazad.
Was that picture the one where Baba has short hair?
Yeah, very short hair. And a little after Babajan has kissed Baba, and Baba was at the state, you know.
Yeah, I know. What
you certain mean. State that time.
What about when you tied Baba's hair? Was that inside? He was going to play cricket?
Ah, that was inside the room we were. And Baba came from outside. He had told the men to put up the wicket. They would have a cricket game of cricket. So Baba came inside quickly, said, he gathers up all, he said, he had bundles of hair, so he gathers them all tight, and told me to come and tie it up, you know, and tie my hair up. Many times he didn't call out my name. He said, come, tie my hair up. So I knew it was me, because I used to, that time, comb Baba's hair also. By that time, I used to comb Baba's hair, because Gustaji always combed Baba's hair, but then, if Gulmaya was there, then Gulmaya would comb. Gulmaya would come to Amarnagar. She does live there, come Amarnagar. Then later on, she would stay for a few days in Mehrabad, go back home, stay in Mehrabad for how many days? As long as she wanted to stay, she would stay, and otherwise she would go back to Amarnagar. And when she was there, she would be combing. But when she was not there, then Baba told me to comb. Not Gusaji, but told me, then I used to comb Baba's hair. And Gulmaya was not there. So what was I saying? Yes, it was there that Baba... No, then outside this song, Indian song, was after some days, maybe after 15 days of staying there, and Baba told us, we were outside, and the small caution was there, Baba's what's it, sister-in-law, Naja and myself, four of us were there, and Baba told us to come. I'll teach you a song, and you all sit down here, sort of just matter-of-fact way. So we all sat down, and Baba sang that song is sweetly, you know. And then, but the Swanee song that I'm telling you, that song was inside the room. Baba came inside the room and said, don't you know any song, what is it? Do you know some songs? Do you know a song or something? Sing a song, or something like he said. So I said, Baba, I don't know songs anyway, I don't have a way of taking tune and voice. Baba said, never mind, any song. I said, but what any song? I could not remember. There must be some songs that Baba said, sing, but I could not remember. It would not come, because we had left school now for some time, quite some time, a year ago. We had forgotten. Then Baba said, remember any school day songs, girls, school girls sing and all that, you must. Then I remember, yes, St. Helena School, when last I used to go there, there the girls used to sing the Swanee song. It was popular among the girls and whatever. Yes, I'm in the school. And so they sing it every day, then I got the tune also. So after you hear it every day, to get the tune, my ear for music and that. So never mind. I said, yes, Baba, I know this one song, but not quite perfectly. I said, never mind. Sing it, and so I sang Swanee with Shai like that. Baba liked the tune. I was in now. How does it go? You sing it, and then he wants to learn that song. I was in. So line by line, we sang together just once or twice. That I didn't detail, I don't know, but it was a very short time. Baba knew it, and then he didn't sing that day, but next morning, then very loudly, we heard Baba sing. So you know, Baba singing this song, he knew it perfectly, and better way than I sang, you know, very beautifully sang. And so Baba said, this is my first English song. Baba said, first English song. Maybe at school even he may not have sung English songs, because they were Indian boys, most of them. They're not Europeans. Christians and Hindus and all these kind of, I don't know about Europeans. Baba never spoke of that. I don't know about college and school. I don't know about that. So how can I tell you? Anyway, Baba said that. So it must be his first English song. Or maybe his first English song in Mehrabad. Yeah. It must be that.
You know, when you said you watched him play cricket, that you watched from the post office windows.
No. You went outside? No, the doorway.
That side?
Yes, one or two in the doorway, one of us two standing outside the door, like this entrance. Oh, we didn't have veranda.
So we played on that side?
No, the front of us, in, not near, a little bit in the field.
Not
where
the
field.
Side with the windows, the other side.
No, not where the windows is, this side.
Yeah, I understand.
This side.
That'd be the north side.
Yeah, north side, that's it. Yes, not where the three windows are, the back side. There was a little passage like, you know, not there. That is a road going up to Mehrabad.
Yeah, but I thought on the other side or something.
No, no. This side. And this side. And Baba knew, and we can also watch. And we did watch. Baba was so sweet. He looked like very slim. Baba's legs. And very lovely Baba looked. Baba's legs are very shapely. Yeah. His feet were like very lovely. Yeah. Like his small bones and all that.
Very nice. Photographs
were. Yes, slim legs and all that. So he stuck up his sadra leather. He was very. And serious about playing cricket. He loved cricket. No cheating and nothing. And that time, I think Nagar, maybe two, three had come, so there must be altogether four of them. So Baba could play cricket. Rustam and Adi must be there. Padri was there, of course. And others were there, two, three of them. Sanjay Baba, Adi Baba.
So you, you spoke about how they put up tata around that post office building.
And that was when Baba was to keep silence. So that time, Baba was not going to come inside, and inside means in our quarters or whatever you call it.
In the room?
No, not a room. Yes, space. We have the kitchen there, there's a lot of space here, and this compound like this. And so Baba was not going to come in here, Baba told us. Didn't I say on the 9th of July, Baba came and told us he was not going to come inside women's quarters and all that, and we should be happy and obey his orders and cook for the children as like they are our own children and the school. All this Baba explained, and he would be on fast, and then he told me to boil one cup of milk, but no smell of onions or garlic I must have on my fingers. And he told me to make a little chutney of garlic that Nadia is to clean that garlic and with a little bit of salt, make it a little bit. Roughly, make it, how do you break it up, and then put it in half a, that hot green chili. Take out the seeds and put in this garlic chutney, like a filling, but half of it, that hot chili, half. And inside the filling of the garlic and salt, and then put it in a spoon, and on the fire, in a little bit of butter, fry it. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. There you go. The bus together?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Jack drove us in.
Oh,
he's been staying at Mirshad.
From Mirshad?
Yes, thank you. And I brought that for you.
From Mirshad, Jack?
Yeah, I stayed in Mirshad last couple of nights.
Oh, good. For change is nice.
Yes, a great club, except the dog.
They look fluffy, but they're very few hair. The Koreans said they look much, but I don't have much hair. So I'm getting bald anyway. Bunches and bunches are coming away. But for you, you know, if you were like this, and then the side stayed, or if we tell him at the back of the scene what happened, you know. Once in Bangalore, we had these, Jai Baba, and Jai Baba. Oh, Jai Baba. Well, you taking off your sandals, okay? You like it cool like that? Okay. Oh, today morning, fine. Have you, in the end of May, it was very, very hot. And Margaret, Baba told Margaret to keep an eye on the well outside there, that no, what do you call them? Villagers come there and put their pail in it and draw water out. Nobody must go near the well. So Margaret used to be all the time outside. It's very hot. It's summertime. And she used to be outside, and outside, not outside in the sun and the trees, because still she felt the heat. So we told her to have onions in her pocket. So she said, oh, yes, I feel much better than in my
really?
Pocket.
Onions?
The onions have kept me alive, she said.
That's wonderful.
It takes away the heat?
The sun, heat of the sun.
Where onions?
And there's a saying that when you're cutting onions, you know, you get your eyes watering. So I've tried it, but it hasn't worked. You know, you cut the top part of the onion, not that, where the leaves are, the other part where the root is. And that part you cut nice piece of, and in your knife, you poke it. Yes. Jai Baba, how are you?
Fine.
Pretty.
Pardon me?
Today's chutti. What is it?
Holiday.
Yeah.
Who are you, Miss?
We were talking before about how they put tatas around the post office building. That was after Baba kept silent.
Yes. Yes. Because Baba's not coming in and we're going to work and run around and get busy and women, there are many women, we're not just four of us then. Adi's sister Dolly came, her sister Piroja came, the two other Christian girls came, and there was a mom and lady with her two children. Baba then let others come also, and you can imagine the post office room, we were nearly 15 of us all, close together on the floor, double row like this. And one corner was that where we can make our tea, you know, on the stove. So that was how it was, yes. It was very funny.